San Francisco Board of Supervisors discussed and heard testimony regarding the ongoing strike of mental health workers at Kaiser Permanente as the strike reaches its seventh week. The strike began on August 15th, with over 2,000 Kaiser mental health care workers' refusal to work in response to high caseloads and the often weeks and months-long wait times patients were forced to endure. Supervisor Hillary Ronan called for the hearing and opened with scathing criticism of Kaiser's conduct preceding and throughout the strike.
I am beyond disappointed and honestly frustrated to know that a provider that this city and county spends nearly $500 million a year to get care cannot attend a hearing to answer our questions about that care. That is unacceptable.
Ronan said that last October, Supervisor Connie Chan called for a hearing in which Kaiser clinicians and patients spoke of the detrimental effects of delays between initial intake and follow-up appointments. During this hearing, Kaiser blamed a workforce shortage for the delays in care and promised to hire double the number of clinicians it has in the past 3 years. Ronan said that since this hearing, little visible change has occurred and wait times have lengthened. Ian Lewis, the director of research for the National Union of Healthcare Workers, said that since the strike's beginning, Kaiser has consistently failed to meet California's standards as they pertain to healthcare.
What they were actually doing was canceling en masse tens of thousands of appointments. Their call script directed clerical staff to ask patient, quote, do you feel you can wait for your provider to call you back to reschedule the appointment? That's illegally soliciting from consent from the patients. The patients don't apply clinical judgment. Licensed clinicians apply clinical judgment. Again, the law of the land is that Kaiser must arrange for appointments within 10 business days.
Lewis concluded his remarks by urging San Francisco County and city officials to leverage their position as a large quantity purchaser of Kaiser's healthcare plans, paying out nearly $500 million annually to the healthcare giant to initiate change and request data that accurately reflects patients' wait times. Kaiser declined to attend the hearing. Supervisors were also set to hear from striking food service workers from San Francisco International Airport. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Emmett Levy.